How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello, just a little FYI before we start. Just because you've watched the Barbie film, it doesn't make you an interesting person with a personality. Actually, you're just as boring as you are having watched it, but you're now just probably wearing pink telling people, hello Barbie, hello Barbie. Listen, she's been giving people unrealistic expectations to live by for over 60 years. Now, if you think she can undo that with one fucking poxy film, you got another thing coming.
After the tone, leave your message after the tone.
Here we go, episode 8, season 11. This time on the menu, homemade for Catcher, a Randy Monk and Betrayal at the School Disco. Betrayal at School Disco! Beautiful record there by Sophie What's-Her-Face. And if you want to join in, the number to voice note is coming up a bit shortly. So just have some little bit of patience, please, actually. Okay, I can't do 14 things at the one time. Now, I'm diving straight into the mailbag because there are some thoughts and feels in response to last week's picky tea debacle. Easy for you to say. Gray says, my favourite kind of tea, the only meal my dad ever made for us growing up, was slices of apple and cheese. Well, you're sort of giving away the sort of household you grew up with. The first time I knew you could have cheese with a bit of fruit, oh, I must have been about at least 29. Oh, kid you not. You know, like when you meet posh people for the first time and they're like, oh my God, I just love a bit of Stilton with a mince pie. And you're like, sorry, who are you? And you think they're the stupid ones. Apple and cheese, 6 out of 10. Pesky says, has to be majority beige food for a Piketty. Taken off a table at your nan's with trifle dessert as a must. Oh my God, yeah. Do you remember trifle that came in like plastic tubs? Oh, I thought that was the only way that trifle was made. I genuinely didn't know that people made trifle. I thought you bought it. Of course, I know. I've known that for at least 2 years. Do you know what I love about this podcast? It just always reminds me how common I am. Some lovely listener feedback here from Simone on the Spotify. The absolute value of this podcast in allowing people to think and feel out loud, and the compassion and the growth that comes from that is phenomenal. I think I said it right. Phenomenal. If you'd like to send us a one-liner, at After the Tone POD on the Instagram and the Twitter, and as I said, Spotify listeners, there is now a comment feature on each episode.
Hello, dollies. The carer here. I haven't baked a fucking focaccia. It was that lovely caller from Athens or somewhere. I remember, and she was talking to her plants and showing herself some love, and she just said, "And I, by the way, I baked a fucking focaccia today." And I was like, "Yes, girl, that just cracked me up." So that's the first fundraisers out there, all right? We all bake focaccia and sell them on our doorsteps, like focaccia sales. After the tone, focaccia. What do you want to put in them? You could put Wild Girls, one of the freaky ones, if you like it, is like peach and honey focaccia. Load of sea salt on it, you know, loads of olive oil. And you could even bit a little bit of, what do you call it, goes in there, one of the fucking stinky jeezies, I can't remember what it is. There's a nice stinky blue, Italian blue they put in with it as well. Oh, the After the Tone special. Save our pub. Save our pub. And bake a fucking focaccia. Sorry, she's from Berlin. Berliner. I don't know where I got Athens from.
I've seen some Italian blue, but it's never started like that. You don't want to put it in a sandwich. I'm quite partial to focaccia. Oh, there's a place up the road that does it. Quite cheap, quite accessible, actually. I say quite cheap for an artisanal bakery. I quite like this Italian meat called mortadella. If you're Italian and you're listening, I think you can agree. That's a beautiful Italian accent. Mortadella, which don't... Now, if you're Italian, don't stop listening. Basically, it's like Italian pork luncheon meat. And they'd think it's quite fancy, but it's quite lovely. Oh, my God, poor vegans listen to this. I mean, you know, who cares? Yeah, the mortadella. She's quite the fan. A peach in a sandwich. I mean, do you know what? The way that I see focaccia, I think posh people see focaccia as like, what do they call it? Not an entree. A mousse bouche. I think they see it like that, don't they? They dip it in a bit of oil, you know, whilst you're waiting for your food to come along. I just like a fancy roll in it. No? Anyway, how do Italians eat focaccia? No one say... Debbie's looking at me saying with their hands and their mouth. I fucking know that, Debbie. I mean, what do they have it with? What's the way of doing it? Well, if you're Italian, you should definitely respond to this because no doubt I've probably given you heart palpitations.
Hello, Scotty and all the people in the pub and the ATT crew. It's Jamie in Edinburgh here. Remember, I used to be a priest. Well, I'm still a priest, but not sort of practicing, gone off the boil. But so I've got lots of sort of ideas about the saints and things. Yes, Joan of Arc, such they she vibes. So much so, in fact, that the Globe recently did a play of Joan of Arc and did it envy. And of course, some people loved it and other people were up in arms and la la la. But, you know, the Globe is making real strides in terms of gender inclusion and racial inclusion and just equality across the board. So big up to them. Good, good, good. Saint Sebastian. Oof. He's been an icon for gay male gays. Both gays, G-A-Y-S and G-A-Z-E, oh yeah, for centuries, well, yeah, at least for decades, but yeah, he's pierced by the arrows, etc., etc., you know, you get the gist, that sort of sexual violation and all that sort of stuff. Who else? Saint Agatha was quite cute. She had her boobs cut off, so when you see her in iconography, she looks like she's holding a plate of two blancmanges. Who else? I'm not sure, really. I guess a young King David. Very nice, with his sling to kill Goliath. You know, there's quite a few dishes on the menu in the church, really. Talking of going up a mountain and seeing a monk, as another caller did on St. Catherine's, an ex of mine went to Mount Athos, okay, so it's Greek Orthodox, to have a week's spiritual retreat, and there were monks there and whatever, and one came into his room at night for a bit of nookie. And although my friend, obviously my ex was gay, and he said the guy was a bit of a dish, he said, "I really was not there for that. I really was there for the spiritual stuff, so I had to tell him to get out." Desperation of the men who've gone into the cloth. Comes out in all sorts of inappropriate ways. I don't think consent is high on their agenda. That's all I'm going to say.
Now, hello, Jamie. Thank you for bringing these saints to my attention. St. Agatha of Christie. I didn't know about that one. Well, there you go. I'm going to have a look at it. Agatha of Christie. I mean, it's just an Agatha, isn't it? Agatha of Sicily. I thought it was of Christie. I thought she used to do the murder mysteries. Oh, I'm doing poetry. Don't write in. I'm having a look. Oh, yeah, they had the boobs. Oh, I'm looking at a picture. Oh, that's quite something. They basically got nipples in nipple clamps. Now, I don't mean to make light of the alleged breastplatage of violence towards this person, but it does look like they've got nipples in a nipple clamp, and she's been... I mean, I've seen things like this before, is what I'm trying to say. Right, I'm going to get myself out of hot water and say, what do you mean you're still a priest? You're just not practising. That's like if I said, oh, I'm still... You know, I'm still a barmaid. I'm just not practising. I haven't had a fucking bar job in 20 years. You can't still say you're a priest. You're a lady of gosh. I don't agree with that. Is it like you've done the exam, so you like you've always got it, like you're a driving teacher? But even so, I wouldn't want to be taught driving. Let's be fair. With the things that you've probably done in your life, would I want to take confession with you? Do you know what I mean? No. I don't want to take confession with any of them. You know, consent aside, because it sounded like the story that you told us about your ex up a hill with a monk. It sounded like, you know, the monk was like, in for a penny, in for a pound, ? And your ex was like, no, I think you need to go. In that situation, I think I would have just done it for the story, to be honestly. Did you? I would have gone, I've had it off with a monk. Yeah. Could you imagine the miles out of this podcast I'd get out of that? I'd fucking love it. Every time anyone mentioned religion, I'd go, do you know I had sex with a monk? I wonder if if... Believe I'm just about to ponder this with you. I wonder if you have sex with people higher up in the echelons of the church, if you get like more respect. Do you know what I mean? Now, this is a deeply problematic conversation because a lot of people have had awful experiences, unconsensual experiences. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about there seems to be, as Michael alluded last week, and Jamie is alluding to this week, there seems to be, you know, a few of them are quite Nelly-ish. So that's an interesting thing. I mean, when I used to knock about with somebody whose partner was a vicar, you know, they were allowed to have it off. Well, they were all fucking Nellies. Oh, they were all at it. And they're into some of the filthiest stuff you've ever thought of. Are you a person of the cloth? Would you like to confirm or deny any of these claims that we're making against Christianity?
I had to send this in. I just listened to the most recent episode and I heard, do you have any traumatising experiences with school discos? And immediately was like, yeah, definitely, 100%. When I was in year six, I was far too obsessed and in love with my boyfriend, who obviously in year six is not really a boyfriend. But I thought we were, you know, destined to live out our lives together. And I turned up late to the disco and I found him on the dance floor proposing, like asking another girl to be his girlfriend and down on his knees. We were like 10, I don't know, heartbroken, absolutely heartbroken. And I am queer and I do sort of certify as fat, especially at that time when I was in school. And so I can definitely agree that trauma central for that, obviously, seriously, because I still remember it and it triggered my memory immediately as soon as you said school trauma, disco, yeah, solidarity. Hope you're great. Love the show as always. Really, really hope that you do stick around and you get the funding that you need, because I love this space and you've just created something wonderful. Have a lovely week. Bye.
Hi, friend. I couldn't work out if you were in a rainforest or if you were cooking up a bunch of sausages. I mean, those two things are always conflated with each other, aren't they? Now, proposing at the age of 10. Do you remember such a thing? Isn't it weird that as children we were all like that? Like, this is our house, you're my husband, you'll sit there. It's quite bizarre, isn't it? Do you think, is that a normal part of child psychology? Are children like that nowadays? Or have things moved on? Proposing at a school disco. Oh, bless you. I can see that. I mean, it feels like an EastEnders episode, doesn't it? I mean, not with 10-year-olds, obviously, but it does feel like, you know, the timing was right. You were late. Your one was on the knees. I mean, terrible. And Will actually probably have scarred you for life, the reason why you find yourself here. The only reason there are any listeners here is because of moments like that in people's life. We are a trauma catch-all. Let's keep this school disco trauma going, please.
Hiya, Scotty and the crew, everyone in the pub. It's Alina here, calling from Liverpool. I've just interrupted the episode I was listening to. Just listening to JoJo's call where they talk about yearning. And I was having this thought a lot. I've noticed patterns in myself where I disappear from people's lives for multiple weeks. And then go, fuck, I need to see everyone. I need to put the time. I need to show that I love them. I saw a friend today I hadn't seen in weeks, someone I have been yearning for, like you say, JoJo, and like you say, Scotty, and this, like, this pang of, like, oh, I miss you, and I love you, and you feel far away, even if you're geographically close, and, like, sorry, that sound, it was not me farting, that was me slapping my leg. Oh, no. Anyway, yeah, I do know that feeling. I find it really hard to be consistent in people's lives, and I wonder whether it's something that anyone else struggles feeling, like, I don't know, I feel a bit emotional actually, but like actually being a consistent person, like I'm really aware of how much I love people and then withdraw, and like, and I wonder whether we're always withdrawing, and it's a bit of like a, you know, protection thing, like you can't be out in the world all the time, like you have to withdraw a little bit and like come into your shell. And I don't know if that's me and my neurodivergence as well, that I burn myself out with love a little bit, like I pour it all out because I love people and I yearn like you do, JoJo, and then I'm like fucking exhausted in return. But I'm becoming acutely aware of what that actually does to people in my life. There are people who miss me and I've never considered that I would be missed. I think there's something beautiful in yearning. Like, personally, I'm trying to remind myself that it's not about making compromises but about living presently. And if living presently is living far away from a few people and closer to others so that you can have a life that allows you to flourish, that's okay. And maybe through you, I'm trying to tell myself, like, it's okay that I can't, I don't know, oh, fuck's sake, that I can't love with everything all the time, and that my love does come in spurts, but when it's there, and I think you're never going to be in a place where you don't miss someone. There's always someone missing. Just a lot of thoughts. I'd love to hear if anyone else struggles with yearning or feeling like they're an inconsistent presence in people's lives. I love you all, and I'm really sorry for being absent to the podcast and also to the people in my life who I've been absent to. I love you all. I'm going to go to bed now and read some book. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, hello, lovely Alina in Liverpool. It's lovely to have you back. No, never any pressure to be here and to be present. Never any pressure. Dip your toe in as much as you feel like, as much as it's useful. Do you know what I mean? There are lots of things competing for our attention, and I don't need to be one of them, okay? I've got thousands of other people giving it to me, Alina. I tell you what, you know when you said you slapped your leg? Well, I just looked down at my legs. I am sweating. There is sweat running down the backs of my... It's like I've got sweaty back of knee territory. I don't like the summer. Oh, being fat person in the summer. Oh, it's very... You find these things out about yourself. Oh, my God, I could do a wash with what's coming out the back of my knees. Anyway, by the by, lovely. Yeah, that was... I think the sort of overarching feel or takeaway from me for this is like... Do you know, it's all right that some people miss you, I think. I mean, that's what I'm trying to understand in myself, is that you can't be everywhere. And we can't live up to these neurotypical ways of existing where we're all supposedly, you know, in contact with everybody and living our best lives. And I'm brewing a burp. Because I've got burps to do. But there are like... like, there's so much competing for my attention, and actually just functioning on the day-to-day and remembering, like, my lists that I make for every day are, like, really simple things. They're not like, oh, I've got to do this, got to do that. It's like, I've got to shower, I've got to take my meds, I've got to... Fuck, did I take my meds? Oh, for fuck's sake. I've got to, like, eat, I've got to go out, I've got to, you know, like... And when I say I've got to, it's not I've got to, it's like, you know, these things are things that make you happy or function... I mean, they don't make me happy. They just make me, you know, average. And the effort and the labour that it takes just to do that bit, let alone be, you know, like, present, it's really fucking difficult. It's really hard. And I think there are people out there who know a lot more about the ADHDs. I don't have the ADHDs, so I only know things that I've seen on the internet. And if we can trust that, that there's something called, I think it's called object permanence or something. So, you know, it is recognised that actually... you might not be actually doing this on purpose. But also, in the world that we're living in, it's really fucking easy to do these things. Anyway, I'm waffling. I said some things about this the last time. So now it's over to you. What words of advice do you want to give to Alina? Pick up the blow with the numbers coming shortly.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Coming up, a burning bush, Steady. Debbie, don't look at me like that. Put that yogurt away, please. Strong feels on a picky tea and a Bastille Day postcard. Oh, fancy. Yes, we know last week's episode went out a bit early. My God, the confusion that fucking caused. You can see... how many of you don't do well with change? This is very much a neurodiverse space, isn't it? Producer Deb gave us all... I'm going to reframe it. It was all a treat, actually. We got 24 hours advanced listening. And we should actually be charging you for that. Speaking of which, hola to our new friends on the Patreon. Everyone say hello to Catherine and Rebecca. Also, massive shout-outs to the linguist, the ketchup person, you might remember, for upping their support too. We really appreciate it. It is giving us a sense of, like, what the direction of traffic might be over the next month. So if you can, you can. If you can't, we still understand. But this week's Patreon exclusive comes from Jake. Oh, lovely Jake. God, you can't get rid of that one anymore, can ya? Jake's the new fucking JRF. Give it a fucking break. Jake, it's lovely that you're here. Jake's talking about how it's best to let some friendships fade away. Patreon.com/afterthetone. You know what I'm about to say? It starts with British and ends with podcast awards. BritishPodcastAwards.com/voting. Just vote for us in the listener award, okay? Otherwise, and if you've got multiple email addresses, I don't care about the forgery, okay? You just need an email address. Right, let's get back to the party.
Hello, Scotty. It's Stevie from Colchester. I just remembered the second part to my St. Catherine's Monastery story. I thought I should share it now. Is that St. Catherine's Monastery is where the burning bush is. Oh, dear. Insert smutty joke here. But you know, the burning bush, the Bible, it's in there. Read it, Philistines. So when I took my group there, they were all like, oh, I want to see the burning bush. I mean, it was a big deal, you know. But I didn't see it the first time I went there. I don't know why. So I didn't know where it was. So they're all asking me where it is. And I literally just walked in, saw a bush and went, oh, there it is. And everybody was like, oh, and started taking photos. And then I walked around the corner and saw a bush that was sort of elevated up high with brick all around it and lots of people taking photographs of it, and thought, oh no, shit, that's the burning bush. It's that one. So then I had to come out, talk to my tour group and be like, okay, well, unfortunately, time's cut short here, so we're going to have to leave. We've got to get up Mount Sinai, blah, 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 blah. So yeah, just quickly take your picture of the burning bush, not the burning bush, and then we'll all leave. Anyway, that's my very long-winded story. Also, just wanted to chime in about picky tea. There is nothing wrong with elevating the picky tea, okay? I'm not posh, but I don't like the thought that I can't have a Waitrose picky tea. I'd be all over it if I could afford it. Absolutely. Sounds like a birthday treat. Nothing wrong with that. We don't all have to eat beige smiley faces just because we're working class, you know. There's other options. All right, I've said my bit. Love you. Bye.
No one listened to Stevie. Stevie is a liar and has no idea what they're on about, okay? Working class people are only allowed to eat out of a fucking freezer. Okay, and they got to heat the food up with the fucking candle. All right, Stevie. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's just, we don't want the poshes to get hold of it and start doing mezze platters with, you know, the words picky tea over it. Like, they can't own it. They're not allowed to, like, do old picky tea eaten mess or whatever they have. Do you know what I mean? Lardons. I think that lardons is like, that's the poshest thing I could pull out of my brain. Lardons. The intersection of me being a fat commoner just really shined through. Now, the burning bush, it's not a bush though, is it? It's a tree. Do you know what? If there's any gardeners out there who've done some research into the Torah, because I think it's in the Torah, the Torah Wilcox. I think it's in that. I think that's where the story comes from. I think it's a burning tree. It doesn't have the same ring to it, though, does it? The burning bush is much more a better record than the burning tree, you know? If anyone is a horticulturalist, can we all just behave, please? If anyone is a horticulturalist and you would like to be able to tell me whether it is a shrub, a bush or a tree, I would be very grateful. Now, you mentioned the Philistines, and it triggered a memory for me from Sunday school, where I thought the Philistines were a group of people. You know, like, you get the book of these ones and that ones. I thought the book of Philistines was a group of people. Maybe it is. I still don't know if that. The book of Philistines of the Philippians. I thought that was a tube. The book of... Oh, yeah, the book of Philippians. Okay, yeah, the Philistines is just, it's just ignorant people, wasn't it? Religiously ignorant people. I genuinely thought it was a group of people. Never met one in my life. Okay, Stevie, controversial opinions there from you. Do you know what? I would have done the same. Do you know, why admit you're wrong when you can be right and lie?
Hello, everybody. Jojo here. A bit out of breath. I've just been to a boxing, which I didn't realise how much I would love. It's a really nice boxing gym full of fat, skinnies, men, women, non-binary folk. It's just amazing. Like, it's such an inclusive space. I've never stuck at anything, like, exercise-wise, like classes, and this is one thing that I've stuck at, so I'm really happy about that. And I'm looking forward to actually punching people and then punching me, which I didn't really realise I'd like to do anyway. Oh, actually, at school I did punch somebody and get punched. Oh, that's weird. I only just made that connection. I did a bit of scrapping in my school days. And that brings me right round to my lovely mate Kate, who called in. So, yeah, when I before I got friends with mate Kate when I was 14, I used to hang around with a bunch of people from local estate, and we used to do things like nick stuff from Tammy Girl. And I remember one time we went to this flat and there was like boxes and boxes of Super Kings cigarettes that somebody had nicked. Like, we went in and got some. Yeah, I started smoking when I was 12. And then these friends ended up, we had a falling out because they thought that I thought that I was better than them. And my cousin was in that group as well, which wasn't very nice. We had a falling out. I was a loner. And then that group of friends brought me back into the fold. And then, yeah, Kate's right. It wasn't a disco. It was a dance show. Because we were in dance club. And I started memorising the dances of other groups, like, not consciously. And then ended up joining another group's dance. And then they really thought I was better than them because they said I'd made friends with the boffins. So, yeah, well, the boffins saved my day. Because who the fuck knows what I'd be up to now if I hadn't have met those lovely people and got into some creative stuff with them. So thank you, mate Kate, for rescuing me. Love to you all. And keep safe, keep tidy. Or not. I don't know why I said that. I'm currently cycling with the phone in my hand, so I'm going to stop. All right, bye.
Do not call us when you're on a moving vehicle. No driving of any sort should be happening when you're calling us. I don't want to listen to the end of your life. I listen to most of the middle of it. Well, that was quite the story, wasn't it, Jojo, with the mate Kate? Lovely that we got a bit of an ending to it. I mean, do you know what? I've got to be honest with you. The dance in Malarkey, did it save you? I mean, it might have saved you, but oh, I had a great time smoking Super King, Lambert and Butlers, and I got in with the wrong crowd. I mean, supposedly the wrong crowd, but I tell you what, I can see trouble before it happens. I'm very world-wisely. And yes, you know, it puts you on a certain path, but it teaches you about the world, doesn't it? So swings and roundabouts, some of my best moments, some of the softness that was available to me was through people who'd stolen things, bringing things around in laundry bags to the gaff, being like, what do you want? I'd be like, oh, please, Mum, can I have one of that? Can I have that knockoff DVD, please, Mum? Very strange array of things that people would have knocked off, like legs of lamb, couple of DVDs, couple of necklaces, do you know what I mean? Technically, a mobile shop, you know, in some light, some people would call them entrepreneurs. That's the thing, yeah. Fags were always the big one, weren't they? There was always, yeah, cartons of them. Oh, do you remember children smoking fags? The kids don't know they're born nowadays. They've just got these elf bars, smoky, smoky, puffy, puffy, airy, vapies. That's what they're called, aren't they? Yeah. They don't know what it's like to smoke a cigarette with a twig and douse yourself in Lynx Africa so that you can try and hide the smell of smoke. They don't know, do they? No, they don't. They've never lived, these children. They've got too much. Well, Jojo, so are we gathering from this that mate Kate was a boffin then? Doesn't sound like a boffin. Oh, that's a lie. I think mate Kate sounds like they were on the right path. Do you know what I mean? But that might just be an assumption. Well, the boxing, I don't know how I feel about it. I don't think it's for me. I've been doing these stunts in this thing. Yes, I know. I talked about it last week, but I've been doing stunts and the violence. Oh, it's not for me. I have to have a sugary tea afterwards. So I don't think a controlled sport, supposedly, where people have got free rein to damage mon visage, which, I mean, my face is for the people. And I would be giving up quite a lot. But Jojo, by all means. Yeah, no, I don't think. But do you know what? I've got quite into, this is very off-brand for me, the Colin McGregor series is on the telly, the pretend telly, you know, like the internet telly. I won't tell you the name of it, but yeah, I find it fascinating. I do find it fascinating that people who earn a career out of violence, and it's so legitimised, but also the sort of personality that it takes. If any of that has stirred anything in you, you know what to do.
Hey, Scotty. Hi, producer Deb. And hello, Tim Cat, Maya, and the rest of the pub. Scotty, you're going to hate me. I actually was making a very, very Nigella version of a picky tea while I listened to this week's pod. I don't consider myself a Nigella, but it was some toast with some pesto and like soft goat cheese and tomatoes on top. And I do kind of get the whole girl dinner thing as well, because it is something I often have when, like tonight, my husband's working a late shift and he isn't around and I can't be asked to cook. And my mum does the same thing too when my dad's out playing at gigs. She quite often says she'll just have, like, you know, a bit of cheese, some crackers, fried egg on toast, something really easy, or something that you just grab out the fridge. So I get it, even though I think it is annoying that it's being called girl dinner, because it isn't. I would think of it as kind of like a picky tea, but I don't think I actually call it that. Beige dinners would be what I would call, what you would call a picky tea. I've also made you a sound postcard from when I was in Dieppe over the weekend, which is where I actually brought the cheese back from. So enjoy. This was recorded in a little square in Dieppe on Bastille Day weekend. And there's a lovely singer called Zoe, who was busking, and sounds of lots of French people drinking wine and talking. Bye.
Transported. I was sort of transfixed listening to that Zoe singing. Do you know what? One of my favourite things to do is to listen to people. I know this sounds really awful, but to listen to people who English is obviously a second language to, singing in English, because sometimes it comes out very phonetic. Funny, sad. I mean, I couldn't speak in French, let alone sing in French. I mean, actually, I'd give some of a sort of feels, do you know what I mean? And I'd do it in the same way. It would be very phonetic, to say the least. So that was quite sweet, wasn't it? What does Bastille Day, is it when they killed everyone? Bastille Day, what? Oh, not Bastard Day. Here we go. Bastille Day is a common, it's a common name in English-speaking countries for the National Day of France. It's on the 14th of July every year. In French, it's normally called, oh, here we go, Fête Nationale Française. Fête Nationale. Oh, maybe it's Fête. No, I don't know the French, do I? Let's listen to it. Let's see if I can get translate on the go. Fête Nationale. Oh, for God's sake. I'm having to do a lot of typing today. Here we go.
Fête Nationale Française.
Oh, I was almost right. Oh, I should give myself more credit. It was obviously that very thick French accent that I put on that I didn't understand. Yeah, but what's it for? Something about an economic crisis? Oh, it is when they chopped off all the heads and all of that. Is that what it is? Where they killed all the rich people? Something to do with Louis the 17th, 14th? I don't know. If you are a history impresario, if you're knowledgeable in the history, maybe you could put it in a language that I might fucking understand. Now, my main bugbear here is pesto on toast. I'm going to need a minute. Pesto? No. That's a 3 out of 10 for... No. Raw pesto. Yes, I consider pesto to be raw, unless it's, you know, been eaten up a bit. It needs loosening up a bit. You can't just... Oh, you put, what, you're spooning it out of the jar from the fridge on a bit of toast? Oh, no. And with a bit of goat's cheese? Oh, even worse. Do you know what sort of thing about goat's cheese? You can smell the animal, can't you? Oh, so basically you're having raw pesto on a bit of lovely toast with goat piss all over it. No, that's not being accepted here, I'm afraid. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I know what you mean when you're talking about the girl dinners. But it's just eating, isn't it? You know, we don't have to market it. It doesn't have to be a trend. It doesn't have to be a thing. It's just called eating. It's just called eating. So there's that. Look at you taking cheese home from France. Oh, I bet your handbag fucking kicked up a storm after that. Your goat's cheese in the heat of that. In the heat of that 40 degrees heat wave and you're eating it. Nah, not for me. There you go. Well, we got all around the houses, didn't we? Learning all about the priests and the churches and all the religions and the eatings and the laughing and the discos and the rest of it. Now, if any of it is causing a storm for you, if you want to send us a little postcard, if you've got a new subject of conversation, if you just want to send me some unadulterated praise via the means of a voice note, you know what to do. You've got to open up the WhatsApp and send me a little voice note, please, to this number. 0788 200 3420. Lovely. Thank you very much. You should know how to do that by now. If you didn't have a pen or paper to hand, if you're living in the Victorian times, you might want to just go into the description box where you'll find it there. And if you can't do that, well, any of the links that you find on our social medias, you can press the link and it will give you a button that will open up the WhatsApp for you. I mean, it's that easy. Why are you sat there doing nothing? Okay, because time is running out. It's not a song, I just made it up. Sounds like it should be in my new musical. I'm not doing a musical. It's been lovely to see you, nice. And I hope that you do pop again. Remember, join us over on the Patreon for the Out of Hours gossip. We hope that you'll get this episode on time. Poor Debbie. Everybody give a warm round of applause for Debbie, please. Yes, we do love the Debbie. Having a bit of a week, I think. But listen, you got the episode on the Wednesday. What the fuck are you worried about? Do you know what I mean? Life's too short, sweethearts. So I'm going to leave you with a little bit more of that talky talky waffly waffly fete nationale francais, etc. Okay? Love you. After the Tone is produced by Debbie Kilbride, Vice Producer Tim Bano, Assistant Producer Maya Miller-Lewis. ATT is a Debbie production.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.